Well, like Marvin Gaye, let's get it on. Chapter 5, as I mentioned last week, is very pivotal in this book, Moving in the Gifts of Revelation and Prophecy. Are you listening? There's been such an abuse of the prophetic ministry in the church, and that's why we don't see things manifesting as we should. Okay? So I want you to pay close attention. I want you to continue to read chapter 5. If I don't get through all of it, I may have to do one more class because it's that important. Okay? So let's pick up, sir, where we left off on last week. This is chapter number 5, which is what?
Discerning
and judging
in the realm of prophecy.
In the what? Realm. So you know we're talking about the spiritual realm. Are you listening? Because we're talking about functioning with the prophetic flow. Okay, sir, let's pick up where we left off last week.
The second reason for judging prophecy
is because the New Testament prophets
are functioning and operating directly differently to their Old Testament counterparts.
Don't mess me up with a word, because I'm going to read the rap. Okay, I appreciate you. Read it again.
The second reason for judging prophecy is because the New Testament prophets
are functioning and operating differently
to their Old Testament counterparts.
Old Testament prophecies
that were given through the prophets
became the canon of Scripture.
New Testament prophecies
are judged today on the basis of the canon of Scripture.
The written word.
Which is the written word. So all prophecy must be judged by the canon of Scripture, which is the what?
Written
word. There's no further revelation being given to add to the Bible. Go ahead, sir.
See. Reference 1 Thessalonians 5,
20 through 21,
and
1 John 4:1. Those are the scriptural references, and the Holy Spirit gave me something to do uniquely with this, because what I'm going to do at the end of this chapter, I'm going to go through all of those scriptures and line them up under the context for which they are to apply. Are you listening? It takes a lot of time when you go through scriptures. You listening?
Yes,
so I want you to go into chapter 5, look at all those scriptural references. You will see them again on the test.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that should help forward the affliction of studying them. Okay. Come on, sir.
Gives us clear indication.
No, read
1 Thessalonians 5,
20 through 21.
And
1 John 4:1
gives us clear indication that the New Testament experiences
involves judging,
discerning,
and retaining only that which is good.
This process matures the believer
as he continually learns to choose
that which is good,
discern that which is holy,
and live by that which proceeds from the mouth of God.
Now that's very important, because let's deal with prophecy. Prophecy, a divine utterance, right?
Yes.
That comes from the mouth of God. So the most sure word of prophecy that we have is the canon of Scripture. When a man such as Apostle Thompson and those who are connected to him, because you have to understand we operate as one. Oh, that's okay. You'll learn that in another day. You're not going to be no great preacher out here on your own.
Yes,
you got to be connected.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes,
you have to be connected to the apostolic flow.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
When you flow from someone.
Yes, sir.
The greatest honor of a son is to carry out what his father sent him to do.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes,
so all scripture is prophecy.
Yes,
I don't catch it. You listening?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
It's the canon of scripture. It's that which is written. So everything got to be judged by what's in this book.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So versus people always looking for a word, they get one every week. When a man of God is functioning, as Apostle said, with the supply of the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
D. Seven ways to judge and discern prophetic revelation.
Seven ways to discern and to judge prophetic revelation.
One. Judging the source of prophecy.
You must judge the source of prophecies.
Where it is coming from. The distinct qualification of one who would prophesy. Is that he must receive a word directly from God.
He must receive a word directly from God into his spirit.
Amen.
He must receive a word directly from God into his spirit. I love how it was, God puts words in his prophet's mouth. When God puts words in his prophet's mouth and that prophet speak those words, that's God speaking. That's why we're not seeing many results. Because people say they're speaking on the behalf of God, but actually they're speaking on the behalf of themselves. Go ahead, sir.
This factor distinguishes him
from the false prophet
who speaks out of his imagination,
his soul. You listening?
Yes.
Huh? You see? So it's possible for you to be functioning from the wrong realm.
Yes. That's right.
You're so busy trying to impress people with words. But prophecy is a direct utterance that God gives in a known tongue to you.
Yes.
And I don't understand why people, look, when God says something is going to come to pass, it's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Go ahead, sir.
The reference is Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, the 21st verse.
Jeremiah 23, 21. I told you we're going to clear those up at the end. Keep reading. Go ahead. How you spell it?
R-O-E-H.
R-A-A-H. Them two words in the Hebrew? Huh? I don't know. You know, I'm not a Hebrew scholar. However you want to pronounce them. Have at it. But let's get to what's important. Read.
Which both are derived from the word seer.
They are both derived from the word seer.
Means to look at.
It means to look at.
Or to behold intently.
Or to behold intently.
This word describes the seeing. Perceiving or receiving of God's message.
The seeing or perceiving of God's message.
This ability to receive marks. Out of the true prophet from the false.
Read it again.
This ability to receive marks. Out of the true prophet from the false.
Yeah, I see it's not sounding right. See, if something don't sound right, I'll stop.
This ability to receive marks. Out the true prophet from the false.
Out the true prophets from the false. See when you say of, it just throw me off. Say, okay, it's not make. Okay, that make that flows better. Okay, go ahead, sir.
The scripture teaches us that a prophetic word could possibly come from three major sources. Through the Holy Spirit.
Number one, through the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is the only source of a true prophetic.
The
word.
Holy Spirit, mark that down, is the only true source of a prophetic word.
The Holy Spirit moved these prophets.
the Holy Spirit moved these prophets.
The Greek word for moved.
The Greek word for moved
is P-H-E-R-O.
Is P-H-E-R-O.
Meaning to be born alone.
It means to be born alone.
Or to be driven alone by a wind.
Or to be what? Driven alone by wind. Now, I believe it's in Mark's gospel. You will find out the Bible says after the Spirit of God descended upon Jesus and remained upon him. Are you listening? The Bible says immediately, watch this, the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. What does that tell you? He wasn't functioning on his own. Are you listening? The second thing it tells you, he couldn't do it without the leading of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. See, this New Testament theology got to be dealt with. Yes, when you're born from above. Yes, when you're born again. Are you listening? Huh? That gives you, you better write this down. That gives you the privilege to become.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Yes.
To become. Not you won, to become. Because
yes.
In order to fulfill become, you got to train being led.
Yes, Lord. Yes, indeed.
You'll catch up with it later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. John 1:12. John 1:12. Somebody read it, not him. One of y'all get it. As soon as you get it, read. Y'all want me to quote everything, huh?
John 1:12.
Yes, sir.
But as many as received him.
But as many as received him,
to them gave he power.
To them gave he power.
To become the sons of God.
You didn't know that was in there. It didn't, it said to become.
Yes, sir.
To become. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
To become. Go ahead. Keep reading it. To become the sons of God.
Even to them that believe.
Even to them that what? Believe on his name. Okay. Go ahead, sir. You keep reading now.
Through the human spirit.
Through the human spirit.
These are the ones speaking out of their own heart.
Now, we're talking about prophecy sources, right? So the next one is, it can come through the human spirit. All right? Go ahead, sir.
When
our minds,
which is the place of expression,
which is the place of expression
for our human spirit,
for our human spirit,
is set upon the Holy Spirit,
is set upon the Holy Spirit.
The thoughts communicated are often filtered from filtered.
The thoughts communicated are often filtered
from evil and demonic influence.
From evil and demonic influence.
When our human spirit and mind,
when our human spirits and minds
are acting independently of the Holy Spirit,
are acting independently of the Holy Spirit,
revelation and inspiration,
then a prophetic word
should be discarded.
Should be what? Discarded. Did you hear that? That's very important. Read that again.
Through the human spirit.
Through the human spirit.
These are the ones speaking out of their own heart.
These are the ones speaking out of their own mind, own heart.
When our mind.
Which is
the place of expression.
Which is the place of expression.
For our human spirit.
For our human spirit.
Is set upon the Holy Spirit.
Is set upon the Holy Spirit.
The thoughts communicated are often filtered.
The thoughts communicated are often filtered.
From evil to demonic influence.
From evil or demonic influence.
When our human spirit.
When our human spirit.
And minds.
And minds.
Are acting independently of the Holy Spirit's.
You flipped.
When our human spirit
and mind
are acting
independently of the Holy Spirit's revelation
and inspiration,
then that prophetic word
should be discarded.
Y'all got that?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It is contaminated by another source. Normally deceiving or lying spirit.
Normally a deceiving or what? Lying spirit. Your mind can be infiltrated by Satan.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about it. You know, Your mind can, you can have demonic influence in your head. Boy, y'all get kind of quiet. What? I didn't say, no, you can't be possessed by a devil. The Holy Spirit ain't going in the devil ain't going in the same spot. Are you listening? Okay, go ahead, sir.
Through the evil spirit,
the source in this instance
is a demonic spirit.
Is a demonic spirit.
As long as the human spirit,
as long as the human spirit
in a believer,
is in flowing relationship, with the Holy Spirit,
and his mind is continually set, upon the ways and working of the Holy Spirit, then there is adequate safety.
Then there's adequate safety for the believer. That bespeaks intimacy with the Holy Ghost. Are you listening? Can I put up, say something else? When you're not seeking to be a show-off. See, most people want to operate in the realm of the Spirit out of their own mind. And fleshly motivations. They want everybody to think they're a prophet because they can have what they think are prophetic utterances. Okay, let me ask a question then. Why don't people take responsibility when what they say don't come to pass? You can't find them. Read.
A passive mind.
Is Satan's door
of entrance to influencing the
of entrance to influencing a believer
to say and to do the desires of the evil one.
Y'all heard that, huh? Mm-hmm. A church don't want to deal with that kind of stuff. Are you listening? Yeah, you can be full of the Spirit but still influenced by evil spirit. Go ahead, sir.
Number two.
Judging the contents of prophecy.
What is it saying or implying?
What is that prophecy saying, or what is that prophecy implying?
We must learn to judge the actual content of the message.
A.
Is it in line with Scripture?
You did catch that? Yeah. Is what that person telling you in line with Scripture? Don't listen to no prophet telling you to do something contrary to what your leader is telling you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Go ahead, sir. The prophetic word must be examined carefully.
In the light of Scripture.
In the light of what? Scripture. Look, prove all things. Amen. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Yes, prove all things. Don't let nobody be giving you no word. I'm about to make a statement here. Away from your leader. Call him, well, the Lord told me to speak this to you. You sure he wasn't talking to you? You sure he wasn't talking to you for yourself? Okay, go ahead, sir.
The prophetic word must be tested on the basis
of whether it conforms in content
with the principles and precepts
of the written word of God.
B. Does it line up with the testimony of Jesus?
All right. Does prophecy line up with the testimony of Jesus? In other words, all prophecy is bespeaking who he is. Are you listening? It's testifying of him. Go ahead.
All that Jesus himself testifies
and is presently testifying
through the Holy Spirit
and through his messengers
forms important criteria
for judging prophecy.
A right word at the right time
brings the grace of God on the scene. Go ahead.
Prophecy should help confirm and establish what Jesus is saying to the church presently.
Presently. When you read the book of the Revelation, it talked about Jesus always being in the midst of his church. Jesus is so, watch this. He's still building his church. All right, see? He's still doing it. He didn't stop. Are you listening? He's in the midst of his church. In the book of the Revelation, he that hath an ear to hear, let him be hearing what the Spirit is saying to the church. I know where the devil at in your church. And if you won't deal with him, I'm going to deal with him with the sword of my spirit.
Yes, sir. Amen.
See, you got a lot of preachers afraid of their so-called biggest tithe payer. They won't say nothing because he's dumping so much money in. Are you listening? That don't function with apostolic governmental ministries. I had a young man, see, he multimillionaire. Are you listening? Huh? The word of the Lord came to me for him. Didn't know who he was. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Called him out the back. Happened to be a professional football player. Are you listening? He stood before me and I told him, this is what I heard. You're going to the Super Bowl. Now remember, I don't even know this man is a football player. But you're going to the Super Bowl. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You want to know how many times he went? He signed a $22.5 million contract. You ready for this? But he couldn't handle tithing. Are you listening? Mm-hmm. How about that? He can handle God telling him he's going. Are you listening? And the word that was given to him, you listening? He didn't make it that first year. He made it to the championship game, and everybody was calling him. You remember what the man of God told you? It didn't work that year. Are you listening? Oh, but guess what happened the next couple of years? He went, lived in the same subdivision as I do. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Are you listening? See, that's what's wrong with a lot of these young professional athletes. Raised in the church, come out the church, but they get a hold of millions and they think they holding up the moon and the stars. That's why so many of them retire broke, busted and disgusted because they don't honor God. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead, sir. Whoever that's for out there online, you received that. Tied to that church. You might be a professional football player. Go ahead.
Does
the prophetic word
uphold
other scriptures?
And is it in balance?
And is it in balance
with the whole counsel of God?
With the what? Whole counsel. That's where the grace message got off. Oh, yeah, you might as well say amen. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Then they get mad with a real apostle who say, no, that's not right. You know, the grace of God. See, now, what did I tell you? Canon of Scripture.
Yes,
all prophecy must be judged by the canon of Scripture. I told you when men of God are preaching under the unction of the Holy Spirit, they are prophesying, right? But all prophecy got to be judged by the canon of Scripture. So if you start preaching about grace, prophesying about grace, then I got to go to the Word to see if it's grace for grace. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching them that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, that they should live righteously and godly in this present world. Are you listening? So that means you can't do anything you want. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Now, I understand some things that the church have not reached a level of maturity where the Bible says the strength of sin is the law. That's why so many people have a sin problem. Because we preach sin versus righteousness. Y'all don't want to talk now. See, the strength of sin is the what? Law. See, y'all understand. Paul said I was alive once, but the law came, sin revived, and I died. Read the whole seventh chapter. You'll find out that what you want to do, you didn't do. All those different things. What is that talking about? Because if you're trying to function on a law-based gospel, you're not going to make it. Are you listening? Grace is an empowerment to live righteously, godly in this present world. Go ahead, sir.
Every prophetic word
must be measured
with the whole counsel of God
so that it can be wisely communicated. All that the Spirit is saying is established in the Word. All that the Word of God is revealing
is confirmed by the Spirit. The Spirit and the Word agree.
Agree. All right. You know what the scriptures say, right? Amos 3:3. How can two walk together except they be agreed? Are you listening? The Spirit and the Word agree. There's no contradiction in the Word of God. The Word of God is infallible. It's incapable of error. It must always be rightly divided. You can't take one scripture and make a doctrine out of it, because that's not the whole counsel of God. Are you listening? Go ahead, sir.
The Spirit confirms the Word. While the Word opposes the Spirit's action.
The Spirit confirms the Word while the Spirit upholds the Word's action.
First
Thessalonians 5:20-21. Read.
3. Judging the character of prophecy. Whom does the message reveal? In the New Testament. Operation of the prophetic revelation.
Operation of the prophetic revelation.
The recipient must learn to intelligently carry. The message upon his heart. He has to learn to respond. Well to the nature of the message. The purpose of the prophetic word.
Is restoration.
And the lifting up of the soul. But not to condemn it.
Y'all see the difference? Can y'all see why so many people leave the church? Because somebody give them a word that's tainted. Contaminated. The purpose of prophecy is to exhort, comfort, and edify. Are you listening? If it doesn't contain those three elements, discard it. Are you listening? God does not condemn you. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. But here comes the clarification. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You got to get out the flesh realm. You got to get into the Spirit realm, the realm of prophecy. Go ahead.